Letter to Younger Writing Self by Diane Samuels. My dear, do you have a choice? You always have a choice. Sure, you can commit to teaching in schools or colleges and do just that for your entire professional life until you retire. Yet one day you might find yourself going to a creative writing class and you'll have to face this decision again. I say go or go ahead. Either you do it and give your all, or just don't. If you do, then pump ink through your veins and dance on paper. Make sure that you write by hand each day as well as on the computer. Listen to the inner music, yes, follow it. Be brave, be foolish. Trust me, tend the garden. Be ready to walk barefoot up rivers of streaming crystal water with beds of rugged stones that can be slippery or sharp. And though your soles pain you, so what? It's cool in the wooded shade and your bare legs are free and your arms are open. And the mountains tower all around, cradling you in a massive, spacious embrace. Actually, I'd expected to give you advice, but now I am moved to transform this into a thank you letter instead. Yes, thank you for training to be a teacher of drama and working in a boys' comprehensive school for 3 years. Thank you for teaching me endurance, for dealing with the rogue wanderers who would kick open the door during a lesson looking for trouble. Thank you for your patience. Oh, and thank you for losing your cool, flashing fire occasionally. Thanks for seeing the funny side. Thanks for becoming a mother and running on empty in ever more creative ways. Thanks for daring to trust that no matter what your own mum told you, it is possible to make a decent living by being resourceful and drawing on the teaching to support the writing. I realise that any advice I give to you comes from you, so let's keep working as a team, please. There's also another one of us out there, older still, with an even greater perspective. Is she thanking me too, I wonder? Thank you for your mistakes, collaborating with those who were not remotely compatible, rewriting against your better judgement because a director or actor seemed so sure that they knew best. Thanks for all your flailing and failing, for digging yourself into a hole and climbing out again with torn knees and grazed palms. At least I have a better idea of what a hole looks like now, I hope. Thanks for listening and not listening. There are times when I try to reach you and say, do it differently. You take absolutely no notice. Could it ever be any other way? I'm still working that one out. We have got this far. And now we're at the edge of the cliff and I need your advice. Tell me, if I jump beyond where we have ever yet been, will I fall? Or will I find, given all that we've persevered and practiced and written, tell me, will I actually fly? I await your response with patient urgency. Yours evermore, Dee.